Lowe's knows how to help pros save. That's why the new MyLowe's Pro Rewards program lets you unlock exclusive member deals on the things you need every day on the job. Plus, MyLowe's Pro Rewards members can get volume discounts on eligible orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Exclusions, more terms and restrictions apply. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to Peloton, where change is a six-letter word that starts with you. But don't just be the change you wish to see. Work at it, run at it, lift at it, and even keep at it. With Peloton's all-access membership, you don't ever have to dip out on a workout, unless you're squatting. Track your progress, set pace targets, and if you're ready to lift, download the Peloton Strength Plus app.
Okay, this is the fun part.
This is fitness, but personal. So see you on the Peloton tread at onepeloton.com. Find your push, find your power. Peloton.
Yeah, but Liverpool were always going to look for further reinforcements. They're not going to go into the season with just one right back. They'll want lots of options everywhere.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite, giving you a flavour of Ireland's sports breakfast show.
Now, I'm delighted to welcome our next guest to the show. It's a very special treat for us this morning, courtesy of Keith. Sean Dyche, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning. How are you going?
Yeah, we're great. Gary Neville.
Before you ask me anything, right?
Go on.
So Keith is chasing me to get on this Zoom call. Now, imagine trying to get Keith to a team meeting or to the bus or anything when I was his manager. And he's chasing me going, come on, they're ready for you. And I'm like, really?
Come on. Cables have torn, what?
We've heard his side of that story. Maybe you want to tell us a little bit about your side.
Oh, yeah. I bet you've heard his side of that story, yeah. I'll bet. That's good to see you. Good to see you, Keith.
Great to see you, Gaffer. Great to see you. Put me on the back foot straight off the bat there.
Of course, like I do.
So how are you keeping? I hear you're playing a lot of golf.
Not as much as I'd like. I'm doing bits and bobs. Just started sort of coming out, doing a bit of the media stuff and, just watching my lad play. So it's been great. I've watched him more times in the last couple of months than I've in a couple of years. So that's been great. My daughter's doing great at university. So I've seen a bit of her and stuff like that. So a bit of just life, really. Just, stuff that you put off when you're working all the time because you can't, you just haven't got time.
Are you interested in real life now in a way that maybe you might not have been if you were still a football manager? I guess what I'm asking is there a world in which maybe you don't go straight back into management?
Well, there's certainly a lot of offers coming my way that are outside, well, linked to the game mainly. But, I mean, today I'm down at Saracens doing a Q&A for them, which I've done before. Some of that kind of... because there's lots of crossovers. I don't know anything about rugby and not a lot about other sports, but there's lots of crossovers, environment, culture, so it's mainly that sort of thing. So I quite enjoy that. Spoken to a couple of different companies and done some talks for them, different media things. So, yeah, quite, it's one of them weird things. The Premier League, when you've been in it 10 years, opens a lot of different avenues. So I'm kind of open-minded. I mean, I love the football side of things, so that may come round my way again, but I'm quite open-minded for... What comes next? I'm only 53. There's plenty of life in front of me. So, yeah, I'm pretty open-minded at the moment, actually.
Do you know what? I think you'd be brilliant at. Do you remember when, I think it was it Levante against Barcelona, you brought us over to watch?
And
just by chance, I ended up sitting next to you and you were giving me a little bit of commentary in the ear about Messi and look at him walking around, Keith. But you were quick to remind me that he's the only player in the world who would get away with it. Would you ever go into commentary? I think you'd be brilliant at commentary, Roy Keane-esque.
I've been asked a few different things. I've been offered a few different things, but yourself, or you can imagine, when you come out of a job as high profile as Everton, you should let it calm a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm delighted for what's going on there. There's so many weird stories about that. I'm so pleased. Moyes is a great fellow. Got a lot of respect for him. I said we left it in a good place and good shape just because the league table. Well, Keith, just because the league table says one thing, it doesn't mean it's not organised, it's structured, the players are fit, they know what they're doing. And Moyes knows that. The point for that story is that now that Moyes has got off to a really good start, they've got some wins, it calms everything down, which means I can carry on and people are not suddenly throwing everything at you like nature of life in football can be. So I think it's time now when I've just started doing a few, things like this and some good stuff for people I know and then some other stuff for I do a bit for charity, kidney research and stuff like that. But yeah, back to the football thing will be, now that it's a bit calmer, then I can start entering back into giving an opinion or offering an opinion or sharing an opinion, whichever way you look at it.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Pacifico is a Mexican lager brewed to be discovered. It's like fresh tracks on a powder day. Like that uncharted trail a stone's throw away. Like the perfect wave on a sunny day. Pacifico, find your own way. 21 plus, drink responsibly. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome to Peloton, where change is a six-letter word that starts with you. But don't just be the change you wish to see. Work at it, run at it, lift at it, and even keep at it. With Peloton's all-access membership, you don't ever have to dip out on a workout, unless you're squatting. Track your progress, set pace targets, and if you're ready to lift, download the Peloton Strength Plus app.
Okay, this is the fun part.
This is fitness, but personal. So see you on the Peloton tread at onepeloton.com. Find your push, find your power. Peloton.
Take a detour from the ordinary. It's time to get diverted.
Owen, it's finally here. Your 10-part documentary, Diverted.
Took a long time.
Join Owen Shahan as he brings you the conversations you didn't know you needed to hear.
This has taken too long, but finally glad that it's here.
From the unexpected to the unforgettable, Diverted explores it all.
It's like the content version of your eyes being bigger than your belly or whenever it comes to food.
Available for free on all Off The Ball channels.
For some reason, I've decided to hitchhike through Argentina.
Irlanda.
Tune in and get diverted on Off The Ball.
I'm delighted to say our next guest is Claire Amelia, who is preparing for the second leg of European Cup final. Claire, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Are you in La Coruña, or have you travelled for the second leg of the final already?
No, we travelled yesterday. We're here in France now. So full day of travel. We left at 9 o'clock yesterday morning and got here at 10 last night.
All right. So is it a bus the whole way?
We got a bus to Santiago and then a train from Santiago to Madrid, then a flight from Madrid to Paris and another bus from Paris to Lille.
Okay. So I didn't actually know exactly where Villeneuve was. So it's Lille, which is the very top north coast of France. And you guys are the north coast of Spain. So it's not close, but I guess an opportunity for everybody to dial in ahead of tomorrow's game.
Yeah. Looking forward to tomorrow. Tomorrow it's going to be a close game. We lost the first game by 3 points. So there's more pressure on them than there is on us, I think, going into it. And sure, look, we'll go out and enjoy the experience.
Well, they were massive favourites heading into this. It's kind of, you've been the underdog story all season. Is that right?
Yeah, we entered the qualifiers in September and sure, going to play that, we were like, it's great to get a chance to play in the qualifiers in the Euro Cup. And then sure, we went on to the group stages then and we got in the top two and that got out of that. The whole way along, I think we were all surprising ourselves and don't think it's hit us at all that we're in the Euro Cup final still, even though it's tomorrow. Yeah. You know, it's a great experience and you know, the journey the whole way along is good.
How does being a trailblazer sit with you? Is it comfortable being the first ever Irish woman to play in a major European basketball final? It's incredible.
Yeah, I don't think it's hit me yet and it probably won't until I stop playing. You know, during the summer it'll probably go, it actually happened, you know, that way. Like, it's that sort of a thing. But it's great for basketball at home as well, like, and even for my town, Monastrevin, like, you know, hopefully it'll pick up something there and start basketball in the town.
It's amazing, really, because in Monastrevin, am I right in saying that there wasn't an abundance of basketball facilities for you growing up, or maybe there wasn't even any at all? Was your father involved in improving that?
Yeah, so there was in the old secondary school, there was a basketball court, but it wasn't full-sized.
Yeah.
And then just down the road from our house now, there's a new secondary school. And there's a court there, but obviously it's not accessible to the public all the time. Like, we'll have to rent it out and pay for it, insurance and stuff. But Daddy, for the last 20 years, has been trying to get a sport facility in, not just for basketball, for like soccer, athletics, everything. And unfortunately, people objected against it, so he's still at it now and still trying to do it. So hopefully it'll happen someday.
Your journey's been fascinating. I'm right in saying you went over to the US, played there for a while, but it wasn't the happiest of experiences, is that correct?
Yeah. I went over to St. Joseph's in Philadelphia and I was getting on grand, like, you know, getting court time. Yeah. And I was being treated okay. And then it just was a nice scene. Girls of 18 and 19 years of age being upset over a sport that they're supposed to love. And a lot of them now don't even play anymore. You know, and I'm only 25, so they were younger than me. And it's just sad to see that they've given it up just because they, you know, hate the sport because of what happened out there.
You don't have to go into too heavy detail if you don't want to, but what was actually happening there? Like, how were you able to maybe survive that environment and others weren't?
It was just the treatment of players. Like, you know, there's like certain things that was said probably indirectly to players that would affect them mentally and things. You know, the old school, they probably say, oh, you're not mentally tough to take it or whatever, but there's also treating you as a human as well and as a person. It's not all about the sport. You know, you have to go and enjoy it as well.
So there's still, at that point in your journey, there's still a long way to go between there in America, progressing your career to now being in this European final. So what happens after your experience in America?
I came back and played in Ireland for a few years. I never thought I'd move out of Ireland. I'm happy enough at home and I'm lucky to have a great family around me. But then a few years after, my nanny passed away and then my mother passed away the year after nanny. So I definitely didn't think I was going to move away from home then. But the coach for me, Dino, he was contacting me for the last 2 or 3 years. And the time he contacted me just wasn't the right time for me anyways to move away. I wouldn't have lasted. He contacted me again and asked me. And I came out with my boyfriend, Hillary, just to have a look at the place. Because if I was moving away, I wanted to make sure it's a nice area, a nice living situation and stuff. So I don't know, it was like a gut feeling that told me to go and try it this year. And thank God I did, or I won't be in the Euro Cup final.
Yeah, absolutely. So were you scouted when you were back playing in Ireland? Is that how that came about?
Yeah, so I would have been with the Irish team and stuff, playing in the Eurobasket. John, the games would have been all on YouTube and things. So now usually people have agents. I signed with an agent once, but I didn't like not having direct contact with the coaches and waiting for agents to get back to you and not waiting around not knowing what's happening. So this time I didn't sign with one, so he just contacted me directly and worked out with it.
To listen to this morning's full Off The Ball breakfast, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.
Welcome to Peloton, where change is a six-letter word that starts with you. But don't just be the change you wish to see. Work at it, run at it, lift at it, and even keep at it. With Peloton's all-access membership, you don't ever have to dip out on a workout, unless you're squatting. Track your progress, set pace targets, and if you're ready to lift, download the Peloton Strength Plus app.
Okay, this is the fun part.
This is fitness, but personal. So see you on the Peloton tread at onepeloton.com. Find your push, find your power. Peloton.